The Tánaiste has said the government accepts there will have to be an enhanced scheme for those whose homes have been devastated by the mica problem. Leo Varadkar acknowledged that the problem has spread to several other counties, and a submission was received from Clare County Council in July. The subject was raised during leaders' questions in the Dáil this lunchtime by the Sinn Féin TD Piers Doherty.
That the current scheme was agreed in collaboration with local action groups, the local authorities and homeowner reps. The decision to go with the grant scheme, as opposed to the type of scheme provided under the Pyrite Remediation Board, was done with the intention of giving homeowners flexibility to manage their own projects and allow them to deal directly with their appointed contractor. The defective concrete blocks scheme is intended to put homeowners in the position where they would have been in their home had it not been for the defective concrete blocks. It was not the intention of the scheme that it would fully cover the costs of a new built home to 2021 building standards, with all new house components funded by the Exchequer. Grant schemes generally seek a recipient contribution so as to control costs, incentivise the use of appropriate remediation options, and promote the reuse of materials where that's feasible. But we do accept that we need a significantly enhanced scheme that is being developed at the moment. I can't make any definitive commitments on that at present. That'll be a matter for government to decide before the end of the month. But I know the Minister is committed to working with the homeowners to find a resolution to this problem.
Thank you.
And I accept that resolution is long overdue.
That was the Tánaiste Leo Varadkar responding to questions in the Dáil this lunchtime from Sinn Féin's Piers Doherty. Let's talk now to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's in our Dáil studio. Paul, pressure there, I suppose, growing on the government for this enhanced mica and possibly pyrite scheme as well for affected homeowners. It looks like we're going to see some action on that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a real concern of government. Over the past 2 weeks, there have been protesters outside Leinster House talking about the personal stories of the damage which has been done to them, not just in the context of damage to their homes and the threat that their homes are going to have to be knocked down, but also the emotional stress and strain which this controversy is having. There was an acknowledgement from Leo Varadkar there that this is overdue, and the people who are behind the campaigns, you get the sense from them now that they're just not going to take this anymore. And Piers Doherty, the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, was very eloquent in the Dáil today, just talking about, you know, we can't wait any longer. These people have to get some action. The Tánaiste's response was guarded. He was saying that he couldn't give, as you heard him say, he couldn't give an assertion today about what they wanted to do, but he was hoping that they would be able to find some form of resolution which would be acceptable to those families, which obviously Donegal is a keen issue for Piers Doherty, but as we know, it extends through a large part of the country as well. If they're going to be able to square the circle is still a big question, because that demand for 100% guarantee compensation is something which the government hasn't given up to this point. And from my reading of what the protesters have said, they're not going to accept anything less than that.
And it is a big political issue, isn't it, Paul, particularly for government TDs who might find themselves under pressure in some of these counties which are now affected by this problem.
Indeed, if you just take Donegal alone, at the moment they've got two TDs, Piers Doherty, and they've also got a second TD, and they have the name to have a third TD in the constituency as well. So if you're able to, and I'm not saying this in a way in which they're just riding a political wave, but if you're able to show that Piers Doherty and Padraig O'Loughlin, two Sinn Féin TDs, are out there campaigning on this issue, then there is every possibility that they're going to be able to, you know, go further to be able to get that chance of securing a third seat. And if they do that in one constituency, they can possibly do it in others, pick up a second seat, pick up a third seat. And I think the government is very much aware of that. The difficulty for them, of course, is being able to deliver that 100% demand, which the campaigners are saying is the only solution to this crisis.
Let's talk now, Paul, about that claim made by Matt Carthy in the Dáil last night, accusing Simon Harris, the Minister for Higher Education, of leaking cabinet information back in July 27th. In relation to the Catherine Zappone appointment. We heard Matt Carthy on this programme earlier. Where are we now with this?
I think what we're doing at the moment is waiting to see what Simon Harris, the minister, is going to do. I mean, it was very revealing in the interview conducted with Sinn Féin's Matt Carty that he said he didn't have any evidence to support his contention that Minister Harris was the person who leaked from Cabinet. Instead, what he said, he had general knowledge. And as you listed off, did you contact the Ceann Comhairle? Did you contact the Tánaiste? Did you contact all of these people? The answer was no. And I thought it was the most salient one was that he said, was he going to go to the Gardaí now on foot of those? And he also said no. Now, as I understand it, the minister has been in contact with the Ceann Comhairle last night about options open to him. His people close to him are saying he's considering all of the options. And as I understand it, the minister did hear that interview with Matt Carty on the programme just a few moments ago, and it felt that he was more likely now, as a result of that interview, to go to the Committee on Procedures and Privileges. That's the committee which could take action against a member, and that's also something which Leo Varadkar in the Dáil only a few minutes ago said it was something that he would like to see happen.
We understand that Minister Simon Harris has been speaking in the last few minutes about this. We hope to be able to bring listeners the audio of what he has had to say, hopefully before the end of this programme. But Paul, what further action are we likely to see on this? You mentioned there the possibility of the Dáil Committee on Procedures and Privileges looking into it. What about the leak itself, which we heard the Tánaiste there reject the suggestion that there was even a leak? Are we likely to see any investigation into that?
Well, this was, I think, Matt Carty's contention. His argument was that the party with the information isn't Sinn Féin. The party with the information is Fine Gael, and the onus is on them to come forward with any information. The onus is on them to lay it all out so that the public can make up their mind. The difficulty for that argument is that the Tánaiste has said he doesn't have any evidence, and nor does he know where it came from. So the question would be is what investigation could take place and how long would that investigation take? I think as that issue is being thrashed around, you're going to have a wider issue, which was referenced between Piers Doherty and Leo Varadkar, because there is a sort of a narrative from Sinn Féin that this is just another example of the sort of the cronyist and inept performance of the government. And from the government's point of view, they're saying this is classic Sinn Féin. They go into the Dáil, they make remarks when they haven't got any evidence, and they point to a previous occasion when Mary Lou MacDonald had named six politicians, something which the Committee on Procedures and Privilege found was wrong of her to do, that she had abused her position.
Okay. All right, Paul, thank you very much indeed for that.